definitely wrong. I'm not asking why Asians.
We have a leak at some of Marshall's Lane, and it damaged the neighbor's driveway. And if we would have contracted directly, they told me they didn't find out $500 for somebody to do it. And what was happening, the next door neighbor was in the process of taking his property for the first time, and he hired Nathan Zone. So we tagged on the paving of that other driveway to repair the other zone. Otherwise,
I move that we accept the warrant.
A lot of comments on the warrant. Do we have questions about the Thomas Square? Do we want?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. President, the district has received the environmental impact supplemental to the Black Lake City Plan for Track 2254. We have the exception. Here's the full document if anyone wants to review it. Staff recommendations. There is a hearing at the planning department scheduled for March 12th at 8:45 p.m. For the hearing associated with it. One of the board members brought up the aspect that in the proposal, the intent to serve letter for track 2254, there is no mention of a food and beverage sales, retail sales operation. They indicate about 5,000 square feet. Staff is unaware of where this is going to be. If it's going to be an existing thing, maybe Mr. Simons can explain where this may be, or if you know where the...
I'm sorry?
The food and beverage retail sales at Black Lake. You know the location of it?
No. I haven't been up...
Yeah, basically it's something new that was presented. As I understand, when it came before the board, they were looking at increasing the density for track 2254, but there's no mention of a food and beverage sales that I assume the district will have to provide service for, unless it's in an existing building.
When was this supposed to be?
It's right in the EIR that has been proposed for Track 2254 to increase density.
This is an amendment to that.
It will not fly, I guarantee.
It's right in the document.
We have a lot of oranges and lemons and apples and all those things.
I've got a good competition. I received a copy today of it. It says here, it's a proposal by Black Lake Management Association and Imperial Bank to amend the South County area plan for land use development by adding a village reserve line around the Black Lake specific plan area to amend the Black Lake specific plan by increasing the density, which we approved the intent to serve for 44 units for houses. And then they said, then they added allow up to 5,000 square foot of a future additional use food and beverage retail sales to permit small neighborhood commercial market that could conveniently serve the existing residential development and reduce their reasoning is it reduces the traffic impacts and the air quality.
Yeah, I read that. And let me tell you how that comes about. If you create a village, or you wish to create a village, then there are certain things that have to go into that village. One of them is a market of some type, and this is the least, the most feasible type, but the least obvious with cars and so on and so forth.
You say that,
but you don't have to do that. They ask you to do it, but you don't have to do that.
This is a recommendation of the
There is no reason to believe that Black Lake is going to create a village at this time. They're simply talking about it, and it's earned a lot of conversation, but no support.
You see, if you create a village, you get to ride bicycles, ride bus, give up your cars.
That's right.
You become a real San Luis resident.
Yeah.
the proposed document, though, it is, in talking to the county planning department, they are proposing to draw the boundary around Black Lake and create that as a separate village situation. That was it's proposed by the county.
Yeah. But it isn't, as I say, getting any support of any kind at this time. It well could get support at a later date when people know a lot more about it.
So, anyway, it's just bring information to the board on that aspect. And with respect to the water demand, they are putting in conservation aspects for their greenery, so therefore there'd be a net zero increase with the additional 44 units of density.
Correct.
Without the market.
How would that work if they did, by some chance, pass this 5,000 commercial additional? Would they have to come back to the board here for intent to serve for that? Or that outside of the 44?
That would be correct. They would be required to come back here to get a will serve letter for that particular market.
I wouldn't mind having it out there.
You could even get down there.
Like money.
You could even get down there and get some extra work in here.
Another item, Mr. President, is the American Water Works Association having an information management and technology conference. If any of the board members are interested, I have a brochure on that. And then there, a number of, last year, a information item was presented to the board about a 22-year sunspot cycle, and there's just another one that just came out in U.S. News, and it indicated that the cycle is associated with the rising sunspot activity in the northern hemisphere and possible charges, and it's been going on since 1730, and they have a 200-year record of it, of being consistent. Every 22 years of drought comes forth, and basically the article said that the drought has started in the western hemisphere. They indicated an example in Salt Lake, where Salt Lake got 6 inches of snow and up Brian Head, and I should say Alta and the big ski resort that didn't get any. So it's just an interesting concept.
How's this good in El Nino?
Everybody blames El Nino.
Yeah.
And another item for information purposes, Mr. Newdall has requested service for a number of lots that he has purchased over on Southland Street. This is the area of the areas he's going to build about 4 lots. And since it's an existing subdivision, he does need an intent to serve letter to the county. He'll receive a letter from the district saying that he has installed a sewer line all the way up Southland and in Honey Grove and extend the water line through Honey Grove to serve his property. But he is in the process of acquiring, and then you have kind of a detailed map in your package showing the 4 lots that he's planning to develop.
What is your recommendation?
Well, since it's existing lots, he just wants to provide service, and so once he puts in the facilities to provide service to the existing lot, that's our requirement.
You need a motion?
No, this is okay.
Do we require two meter sewer lines prior to?
Yes. It's in our specs.
So they have to be TV prior to for us to set them.
Yeah, correct. And then there's a capital seminars information sheet. I mean, this is something different than I think the special district seminar which some of the board members have gone through. This is information I need to board. That's all I have, Mr. President. Any public comments?
Well, I'd like to say something about the what our report was today from Mr. Gary, and I was talking to Alex about that. I
think we ought to have a study session on this one item alone rather than try to address it at the next meeting. This will give the people a chance to absorb the information from the report, and it will also give the board a chance to look at it too before we come to some conclusion at the meeting today, but it was nothing conclusive. So I was thinking of having a special meeting, I don't know whether before the meeting of the 4th of March or after, I don't know what, how the balance is.
I was thinking we should do something on Saturday, because I'm trying to deal with this particular issue of some station and others that may be prominent, but we just don't get around to as a group, as a board. So, Mr. Kennedy, I think that we should have a, we're going to stay off and have a day. That's why I said this society, I can do it any time, but people that work for them have a policy doing it every time.
Study session on Southern Station, because I got I got another feeling that you're not going to get much further than where you are right now, because the staff's not going to know what to bring back to you.
The intent is to get together to deal with specific projects, improvements that, like the recommended improvements in the board report, and other issues that are we're wanting a lot of attention to now, but we're not coming up really with a lot of kind of actions. So what are we going to do with that? So we're going to have an agenda that's specific, so we don't roam all day.
So,
as I said, if interested parties, John will be there probably too, sure.
Oh, it'd be an open meeting of the project. It would be
an open meeting. So what the director's going to do this coming week is maybe just in writing, bring something into the office and what they think needs to be addressed. And from that, we'll come up with an agenda.
Right. But the idea would be that we're just going to focus on Summer Station for the first study session.
There's two that I know of. One is next to Cypress Ridge.
The other one is the Windmark subdivision on Eucalyptus Road.
Yeah, that's next one over on the next to the Down City.
54 units on 162 acres.
Right.
I get the feeling that this is one of the, both of these are the cluster divisions.
The what?
Cluster housing.
They're 1 acre parts, 1 to 2.5 acres.
No location on those?
Well, I asked the planning director, I said, just the way I figured it out is that if it's 74 units on 188 acres, that's 2.5 acres per lot. But what I think the county's looking at is everybody cramped on maybe a half acre or less lot.
No, you can't go on a half acre for the minimum 1 acre lots, 1 to 2.5 acre lots. And the one over by Eucalyptus is clustered along the bluff, and then 2.5 acre lots on
the
west side, and the rest
is
open space. Open space.
Yeah.
Taking all the open space is going down.
It
can't go on anyhow.
That's what I don't like. It's taking off tax rolls, and then the school district or nobody gets the benefit of it.
Well, it's open space now, and it's
part of the property, isn't it? Individual.
Well, I don't know whether the people pay taxes on it or not.
Or presently?
No, I mean, once it's done. If it goes into open space, is that tax exempt status?
I doubt it.
They have to pay on that. They have to maintain that, too.
I'm not
right. When you go into it, you're in a specific zoning category. When you go into open space,
it's like the
tax
they had 51 acres. 51 acres. And they were at 1 acre zoning there, residential suburban, and they put them on a half acre, so they only use half of the property. The rest of the property is in open space. And that's apparently what they're going to do also at the Cypress Ridge, right adjacent to that. But the open space would be the golf course. But they have to maintain that open space.
Yeah, we'll be going to closed session just on one item, and that's item number 2, and that's conference with group property negotiator. This is the Dana waterline easement purchase. Your agent is the general manager, and this is pursuant to government code section 5.956.8.